Welcome to the IARU Region 3 QRP Day and the VK7 Regional News for the 17th of June 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and is read today by Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3670 megs by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7140 megs by Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. On 14130 by Jack, VK7IL. And on 28.525 by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north.
Hello all, this is Vince Henderson, VK7 Victor Hotel. Because of great participation from VK7 amateurs, we have taken out the Remembrance Day Contest State Trophy for 2016 and 2017. Can we take out the state trophy 3 years in a row? The state trophy is awarded to the state with the highest aggregate score. For example, for us, it is the number of VK7 licences divided by how many logs are submitted. This is known as the participation rate. So, put simply, the more logs submitted from amateur radio operators in Tasmania, the better our chance is of winning the state trophy. The Remembrance Day contest date and time is set for 0300 UTC, that's local time 1 p.m, on Saturday the 11th of August 2018 until 0300 UTC, and that's local time of 1 p.m, on Sunday the 12th of August 2018. Full contest rules are available on the WIA website. I encourage every amateur radio operator in Tasmania to give the 2018 RD contest a go. Some operators make a concerted effort to make as many contacts as possible. I ask that you make the effort to do this. Let me repeat, make as many contacts as you can. Some of us are time poor. That does not matter. Just commit to make, say, 10 or 20 contacts. There will be others that will do the hard yards and make many contacts. These dedicated operators will be relying on you to make just a few contacts in order to make our Tasmanian participation rate high and in turn our total score high. The most important thing is to submit a log. Even if you only make a few contacts, please submit a log. Every log submission helps. If you make more than 100 contacts, your log submission must be in electronic format. If you make less than 100 contacts, you're able to submit a handwritten log. There are a few excellent pieces of software that make logging a breeze. One such piece of software is called VKCL Log. It is one of the best and preferred Windows-based RD logging software used by many operators. This is due to ease of operation, log file generation, and best of all, it is free. I would encourage you to download and use this great piece of software. Just search VKCL and download it. If you have HF capability, just use the frequencies on the bands you have available. For those that have VHF and UHF capabilities, there are some simplex calling frequencies that will make life easy. These are 6 meters, 52.525 megahertz, 2 meters, 146.5 megahertz, 70 centimeters, 439 megahertz, and 23 centimeters, 1296.1 megahertz. The normal operating mode for these frequencies is FM. By using these frequencies, the contacts are kept in Tasmania. good for us, and completely within the rules. So if you just want to use VHF and UHF, this is the way to go. Let me tell you about a simple way of making many contacts within a few minutes. Last year, a few local operators in Hobart made a concerted effort to do the band dance. What is the band dance? Well, it's an effort to work 3-hour repeat contacts on many bands. Most of us had capabilities to work on 70 centimetres, 2 metres, 6 metres, 10 metres, 15 metres, 20 metres, 40 metres and 80 metres. We did the band dance by making contact on all these bands every 3 hours. During one such band dance, I achieved 24 contacts within a few minutes. We just started at 70 centimetres and worked our way down the bands. Do the band dance with a few others and your score will increase dramatically, especially during the triple points available between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. on Sunday. Will you commit to making at least 10 contacts on the 2000 RD contest? I do hope so. Besides, you will make a valuable contribution to ensuring Tasmania takes out the state trophy, providing you submit your log. If you're an old hand that has not operated in the RD contest for some time, then blow out the cobwebs and give it a go. To those that made a concerted effort during the 2017 RD contest, thank you. Your contribution earned us the state trophy. We have many amateur radio operators that listen to this broadcast. So, if you have taken in all I've talked about, will you make an effort to put in a log for the RD contest 2018? I do hope you will. Remember, submit your log. Electronic logs must be submitted within 14 days of the end of the contest, and handwritten logs need to be posted within 8 days of the contest end. Most importantly, the RD contest remembers those that have served and those that have fallen. We must never forget them. This is Vince Henderson, VK7VH. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to working you during the 2018 RD contest.
Thanks, Vince. ALARA News, ALARANET. ALARA, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, is an organisation encouraging women's interests in radio. We have a net on Monday evenings on 3570 MHz and on Echolink at 8:30 p.m. Members in the south of the state meet about monthly for coffee. Our next meeting is on Thursday the 21st of June at 11 a.m. at Belrive. Please contact Linda, VK7QP, if you'd like to come along. And that's 73 from Linda, VK7QP. And now moving to the top left-hand corner of the state and news from the northwest. The Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, or the NWTR, and the TVG. Noise on 70 centimetre repeater, VK7RDR, on the Dazzler range. Listeners and users of VK7RDR 70 centimetres will be aware of the intermittent noise plaguing this repeater, particularly over several weeks recently, and that has not gone unnoticed. Arrangements are underway to investigate the source of the noise when the site is next visited, which is a scheduled fuel run in 1 or 2 weeks' time. We will keep users updated on any results of these investigations as they come to hand. Move to the new BATC video streamer. The long-awaited new BATC video streamer is now a reality. The streamer page has changed with a much larger viewing screen and simplified chat box. VK7AX has moved to the new streamer, and recent broadcasts during last week have produced some very encouraging results. Experiments have taken place with streaming a 1280 by 720 widescreen, with good pictures filling the entire screen. A reminder that the WIA National News and the VK7 Regional News can be viewed as a slideshow with the associated audio file on the new stream. The link for the new BATC streamer is provided on the email edition of this broadcast. 73s, until next time, says Tony, VK7 Alpha X-ray, your news officer from the NWTR and the TVG. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. And now, news from the north, Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC, as it's commonly known. As promised last week, we begin with a report on the major equine endurance event held at Sassafras over the weekend of the 8th and 9th of June. I'll let our safety communications coordinator, Norm, VK7 Kilo Tango November, take up the story. The Tasmanian Equine Endurance Riders Association State Championships, says Norm, was held at Sassafras on the 8th and 9th of June 2018. I'll begin by firstly thanking all those members who gave up their weekend to come and assist, they being Ken, VK7KKV, and his XYL Bet, Wayne, VK7FWGH, and XYL Meg, Peter, VK7KPC, Bill, VK7MX, Andre, VK7ZAB, Idris, VK7ZIR, Stefan, VK7ZSB, Lorraine, the XYL of VK7 Kilo Tango November, and our longest distance member, Peter, VK7 Sierra Papa from Switzerland, providing software support. I would also like to thank the following TIRA officials for their constant support. Pat Lamprey, Chief Steward and Course Setter. Pam Shadbolt, Ride Secretary and Course Setter. These events require close liaison with TIRA officials. This was a very challenging ride with 100 riders competing. There were three rides over the weekend, they being the 160km event, 95km and the 40k events. The 160km event started at midnight or 00:00 on Saturday, and this was followed by the 95km event starting at 0400. The 40km ride started at the more respectable time of 10am. The organisers were confronted with several of the tracks that are normally used being permanently closed in the days before the event by the forestry company that owns the land. New locations had to be found and the tracks remarked at very short notice. With the new checkpoints having been established, we were then required at short notice to do fresh radio checks for 2 metres, voice communications and 70 centimetre data to the field repeaters. Heavy rain on Thursday night had made conditions somewhat soggy and the checkpoint access tracks were slippery. The rain persisted on Friday and on into the night with some very heavy showers. It was still decidedly damp after very heavy dew and quite cold well into Saturday. On Friday afternoon, Idris, VK7ZIR, Andre, VK7ZAB, and Stefan, VK7ZSB, set up the field repeaters at the Lamprey homestead. There were 4 checkpoints for the event, they being Franklin Forest with 2 legs of the 160km ride and 1 leg of the 95km ride passing through it. This was operated by Ken, VK7KKV and XYL Bet. This was a very busy checkpoint early in the morning as it is only 10km from the start and the 29 riders started to arrive at 0030. Riders also did 2 loops around this checkpoint, just to keep Ken and Bet occupied. Another distraction was a close-by logging operation that started up early on Saturday morning. Caesar checkpoint was the busiest of our checkpoints for the event. All 100 riders competing passed through this checkpoint at least once during the event, with the 160km visiting twice. The checkpoint was operated by Peter, VK7KPC, and Bill, VK7MX. They did 3 legs of the 160km, 1 leg of the 95km and the 40km, and by Saturday they were having to sort through riders in each event arriving or leaving, often interspersed in groups. They also had one of our remote checkpoint RFID scanners to babysit. Garney's checkpoint on a 25km leg of the 160km ride was activated early on the Saturday afternoon with Idris VK7ZIR and Stefan VK7 Sierra Bravo doing the honours. Skirv's Bush, a 15km leg, was originally planned to have an experimental autonomous RFID checkpoint to be used on the last leg of the 160k ride. Unfortunately, at the last minute, it decided not to talk back to base. As it was then very dark, the chief steward asked if we could cover the checkpoint for safety reasons, as there are several tracks in the area with very dense bush. Peter, VK7KPC, volunteered to cover the checkpoint. It was 5 kilometres from base, and Andre, VK7ZAB, decided to set up the RFID reader that had been used at the Caesar checkpoint. All riders were through the final checkpoint by 2000. With the large field of competitors, the comms trailer was a very busy place to be. Base operators were Andre, VK7ZAB, Wayne, VK7FWGH, and Norm, VK7KTN, and his XYL Lorraine, with software assistance from Peter, VK7SP, in remote control from Switzerland. Norm Thorley, VK7KTN, NTARC Incorporated Safety Communications Coordinator, said all of that. The June General Meeting. Considering the weather was not the greatest, last Wednesday the 13th saw a good attendance for our June meeting. The fire was going well, and the latest addition of doors on the side rooms, along with newly made heavy insulated curtains, certainly were doing their jobs. A recently acquired gas workshop turbine heater was also employed to lift the ambient temperature before the meeting commenced. Mind you, a door sausage is required to block out the draft from the door into the garage, as it got very cool sitting near it. I know that firsthand, as I was sitting closest to it, and now have a head cold, if not the makings of the flu. The meeting commenced on time at 19:30 hours and quickly progressed its way through the agenda, thus seeing the meeting conclude at 20:00 hours, in keeping with most recent general meetings. This was followed by a show-and-tell by Bernie, VK7BR, who had brought along his magnetic loop antenna, which baffled a number of spectators by its refusal to cooperate, but provided opportunity for our resident sage on such matters, Trevor, VK7TangoBravo, to run an impromptu tutorial on these devices and the pitfalls to be avoided. Needless to say, Bernie's antenna managed to incorporate quite a few of such pitfalls. While all that was going on, supper was produced, giving the attendees a chance to fill a plate of food and then wander over and peruse Bernie's loop antenna or grab a seat near the fire and catch up with the latest. The minutes will be written up in the coming days, and if I can manage to sort out the problem of why I no longer have access to the NTARC Yahoo site, and assuming NBN's Sky Muster decides to again favour us with an internet service that stays available longer than it takes to type up minutes, broadcast segments and the like. Somehow, though, we will get it done and publish the minutes on the site. Thankfully, once our new website is up and running, we plan to do away with the ageing Yahoo site and have a members section on the website. That will overcome the Yahoo problems, but I despair at finding a solution to the NBN issue, short of a policy change that would see further extension of fibre to the home, or even the node, or more fixed wireless towers. Sky Muster is frankly a fifth-rate service and something of a national disgrace, at least from where I sit here in Parana, just 30 kilometres south of Launceston and on the main north-south highway. Repeater news, VK7RAA, battery report. The following item has been intended to be tabled at our meeting on Wednesday, or had been intended to be tabled at our meeting on Wednesday evening, but arrived after I'd left for that venue. So I thought we should run it in today's broadcast. So I'll hand over to our assistant Northern Repeater Officer, Paul, VK7KPA, to bring us all up to speed on the latest happenings on the NTARC repeater front. And Paul says, I have been monitoring the battery at our Mount Arthur repeater over the past week and am well on the way to developing some reporting methods. Presently, I am using our little RPI, used for D-Star as a way to communicate to the Midnight Solar Controller using the Modbus protocol. The data I get from this I presently place into a simple spreadsheet so that we can, at least for now, monitor the battery situation. I have the router also emailing me reports daily and whenever the battery goes below 12 volts. I take readings at the end of each solar day to give an idea of how much solar input we are getting into the battery bank. At least today, the 13th of June, the system did manage to get a good amount of solar charge, which hopefully will keep us going through the coming dark days. The battery bank at the end of each day is quite low and typically drops further during the evening, and by morning is typically around 11.8 volts. I will continue to monitor and report the details to Project Manager David, VK7JD. For now, it is a start. And that's regards from Paul, VK7KPA. Thanks for that update, Paul. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Now, continuing with the Northern News and on to coming events. Technical sessions. These resume on Wednesday the 20th of June from 7:30pm till 10:30pm at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Working Bee. Our last Working Bee was so successful and we still have more things to do. So guess what? We're planning another Working Bee. This run has been scheduled for Saturday the 30th of June to continue the jobs we didn't get finished at the last Bee. Future events. July barbecue meeting, Saturday the 14th of July. Barbecue to commence at noon, meeting to commence at 1400 hours. More on this event as the date gets closer. Equine event, Saturday, July 21. This will be a day event. Once again, base comms and checkpoints will be required for the 80km, 40km and 20km rides. More information will be provided as it comes to hand. As this is a day ride, a good chance to pop up to Sassafras and see what happens first hand. Additional support is always welcome, and this is an open invitation to any amateurs who may like to assist. Our Safety Communications Officer, Norm, VK7KTN, can be contacted by email at safetycomms@ntarc.gmail.com. Coffee mornings. These are held every Monday and Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Catch-up time is from 10am until noon. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. For the moment, though, it appears we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you all at Rochalie. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me at either of the following addresses, ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntarc.emails@gmail.com. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, your very busy secretary. Moving down the state, Southern News, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated. DMR radios. Reist have acquired a good supply of GD77 handheld DMR radios to pass on to its members at a good price. The radios will be pre-configured for instant use on both the digital and analog networks around VK, with the latest firmware installed. These are the latest edition of this radio and have a fancy white on black screen. Each radio comes with one by dual band high gain antenna, one by belt clip, one USB port desktop charger, one battery, one manual and one free programming cable and an endless amount of support from club members. To secure your radio, all we ask is that you put down a $20 deposit and the balance paid on collection. The first batch is in transit, so you have a couple of weeks or so to put your coins together for the final payment. But to secure your radio, please pay your deposit ASAP to the Reist account in the same method that your memberships are paid, including your call sign and the word DMR, or get in touch with a committee member to grab your deposit from you. This is an excellent opportunity to take advantage of your membership and grab yourself a great little radio. Upcoming sales. Just a heads up that there will be an online auction in the very near future of many and varied items. This will be opened up to Reece members. Considering the events that happen weekly at the club, the discounts available at JCAR and Active Electronics, as well as the ability to buy equipment at club members' rates and enjoy online auctions, why not consider renewing or joining Reece? It's certainly a $35 well spent. And that's 73 from Tony, VK7VKT, Secretary of Reece. Presentation night. Last Wednesday night was very well attended and saw Justin, VK7TW, give a presentation on the WIA license condition determination submission that has gone out for final comments to the amateur community. This feedback will be in the form of a survey that accompanies the draft release. The presentation gave a preview of the LCD submission that was put together by the WIA Spectrum Strategy Committee. The committee used the results of three surveys sent out in 2017 to create the submission. The response to the surveys was excellent. The presentation followed the submission with five sections: general principles, foundation, standard, advanced licenses, and remaining issues. There was some good discussion and questions. Following this main presentation, Justin asked the audience if they would like to see the AGM Weekend Beyond 2020 presentation, and there was a resounding yes. Justin went through this presentation, and there was some interesting discussion. Experimenters' Night. This week we get back underway with our Experimenters' Nights on Wednesday, June the 20th, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. Check out the Reece Facebook page for more information. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the SOTA group, Monday and Friday, coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms, and general technical sessions Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. Reece, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, and then the Experimenters' Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms in Hobart. And again, Reece, the microwave QSO party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 megs FM. If you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods, and they can be found at www.res.net.au. A reminder of those people rostered for next week's broadcast. The newsreader is VK7PD. Repeaters, Reece, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7TW. 20 metres requires a volunteer. 10 metres, VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 Regional News broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Regional News at 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. And please note all, this is now the address for news items for the VK7 Regional News. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it's a very good day to all, and 73 is from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.